Hi everyone, it's Angie Carpenter. Welcome back. Today's a great day. There's hope for us today because today we're going to learn from the presence of God, from His Spirit, and the power of His written word, how to avoid those deep, dark holes that we fall into from time to time. I don't know about you, but I have my deep, dark holes. And just when things are going good, I'll tend to trip into them. I don't know what your hole is. It's probably different than mine. Or maybe it's the same. But each of us has these deep, dark holes that we stumble into. For some of us, they're poverty or indebtedness. For some of us, they're heartbreak. For some of us, they're disease or addiction, gambling, divorce, being attracted to the wrong kinds of people, depression. I don't know what your deep hole is, but I bet as I'm listing off these things, you've already thought, "Ooh, I know what mine is." Well, there's hope for us today not to fall into those holes again. I want to read for you a story by Portia Nelson to start off our time together. An autobiography in 5 chapters. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am hopeless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it is there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. Autobiography in 5 chapters. That sounds like me, except maybe I'm still on chapter 2 or 3. How about you? What chapter are you on? Are you at chapter 5? Are you in that place where instead of falling in the deep hole, you're able to walk around it, or better yet, just go a whole different way? Well, my friends, there's a beautiful, beautiful book that God has given us in His Word that teaches us how to walk around the black hole without falling into it, or better yet, to walk down a different street altogether. And this book is the book of Proverbs. It's the book of preventing crises. It's the book of seeing the black hole, knowing it for what it is, and walking around it or finding another way altogether. And in chapter 1, verse 1, we have the introduction, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. And that word Solomon, His name means peace. And so these proverbs are these little pithy sayings that are laden with a treasury of truth that will bring us peace. They will bring us peace. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Wisdom there means skill in war and wisdom in administration. My friends, sometimes we get into battles in this life and we truly are in the middle of a war. Sometimes the war is outside of us, in our relationships and in our circumstances. Sometimes the war is inside of us. It's an internal battle in our mind. But God is telling us that in this precious book of Proverbs, that there are nuggets of truth that will give us skill in war, allow us to be skillful in our fight. My friends, it's the difference between fighting in hand-to-hand combat and having that nuclear warhead that will end the strife. Amen. And this book was written by a father to a son, to a young man with fatherly exhortations. And so these are practical, common sense words that keep us out of our black holes of life, that make us aware when we're going down the same street with the same deep hole. They make us aware when we've fallen in and willing to take responsibility for getting out. You see, my friends, in the early chapters of our autobiography, our walk with the Lord, when we fall in that hole, we cry out like victims, and we might even blame God and ask Him for a rescue. But my friends, real maturity in the Lord and in faith is growing up in wisdom to a place where we're not in the bottom of the hole anymore, crying out for a rescue from God, in a codependent place of asking Him to deliver us from our same old, same old, same old. No, maturity in the Lord is having the wisdom from Him, from His Word, and the discretion to walk down a new street, a street of wisdom, where there is no deep hole in the sidewalk, where we walk around the traps of this life. So we're here in this book to prevent crises, to know wisdom and instruction. That word instruction means reproof or warning, restraint, discipline, correction, chastisement. My friends, I don't know what you're going through right now, but I'm in a place of being disciplined a lot by the Lord. By the circumstances of my life, He is setting me up to be corrected, to be instructed, and to begin to show self-control and restraint. And I'll be honest with you, friends, I don't like to be corrected. It hurts my pride. And I am very sensitive to criticism, to chastisement, to discipline. I don't like it. But if I want to grow as a woman of wisdom, it's time for me to embrace instruction. And I don't know about you, friends, but I'm finding in my life that if I will go to the Word of God first and let Him discipline me, correct me, instruct me from His Word, then it will prevent a lot of the shameful, difficult, critical, relational struggles I could go through where I need to be disciplined by my circumstances through others. We want to perceive the words of his understanding and receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity, to give prudence to the simple. That word prudence there, when I looked at that word in the original language, it kind of surprised me. It kind of baffled me, to give prudence to the simple. That word prudence means trickery, guile, subtlety, craftiness. And I'll be honest with you, friends, those words don't line up with my way of seeing myself as a good little Christian girl. And that word simple, prudence to the simple, it means gullible, naive, deceived, easily deceived, and open-minded. My friends, as a good little Christian girl, I can be naive at times. I can be gullible and easily misled and deceived by people. And honestly, maybe too open-minded. And so in that place, when I'm naive, when I'm too quick to embrace and be gullible, I can fall into that same deep black hole. And I need prudence. I need discretion. I need a little bit of guile, craftiness, maybe even a little trickery to keep me out of those black holes. And you know, my friend says, women particularly, to be crafty, to be subtle, maybe even a little tricky, that's not revered in the Christian culture. That's not given a stamp of approval. But here in Proverbs, he's saying, you need some guile, some subtlety, some craftiness. Don't be so naive, so gullible, and so easily deceived. And my friend, that's not something I have or know where to find, but I'm opening myself up to the Lord today and saying, Lord, give me prudence. Let me not be naive or gullible. And to the young men, you will give knowledge and discretion, and a wise one will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. Lord, let us hear you and your word and increase in our learning. Let us be ones of understanding who recognize and attain wise counsel. You know, I looked up that word, attain, to attain wise counsel, and it means to actually purchase or hire or procure wise counsel. You know, friends, a man of understanding, a woman of understanding, is not afraid to spend a little money to purchase wise counsel. You know, maybe you need the counsel of a doctor or a Christian therapist or a mediator. Or maybe even need to consult a lawyer. Maybe a coach, a business coach, a consultant for your work. How can you purchase, procure for yourself wise counsel in the areas where you keep falling into a black hole? Is there one that you can procure or purchase their services that can say to you, "My friend, this is how you get out of this hole that you're in. Let me give you a hand up and help you get out of this hole." And in these Proverbs, we're going to begin to understand the words of the wise. And where does it all begin? It begins with the fear of the Lord. That's when knowledge begins. But fools will despise wisdom and instruction. Lord, help us not to be foolish by rejecting your wisdom and instruction. And you know, God speaks to us through his words. In reading his word, studying his word, and soaking it up, using it in our everyday life, it prevents so many crises. But if we've fallen into that black hole again, it's okay, because it's an opportunity for us to learn to grow and to obtain some wisdom. My son, my daughters, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. For they will be a graceful ornament on your head, and chains of gold around your neck. Mm-hmm. And my friend, if you do not have a godly father or a godly mother, I pray for you today that God would put people in your life who can reparent you, godly, wise people to reparent you, to fill that black hole in your heart, that place that longs for a father to give you instruction and a mother to teach you the ways of life. And I pray that you would get connected to a family, a group of people that will love and adopt you and share their wisdom with you, and that it would be a graceful ornament on your head. And for those of you who have godly parents, I pray that the Lord will soften your heart and enable you to receive from their wisdom and their instruction, and that you will be grateful for them. And my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood, let us lurk secretly for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them alive like Sheol, and whole like those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious possessions. We will fill our houses with spoil. Cast in your lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot from their paths. For their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. But they lie in wait for their own blood. They lurk secretly for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. It will take away the life of its owners. My friends, some of us are running with a pack. We're running with a crowd of people who are in a hurry. They're in a hurry. They're greedy. Greedy for gain. Greedy for the high life. Greedy for, I don't know, what is it? There's so many things that we can be greedy for. And when we run in a pack with these people, when we throw ourselves into that community, that family that's in a hurry, then we're just in a hurry to fall in that black hole with them. Yes, as we run along with them, we're gonna fall into that big black hole. So if we're running with the wrong kinds of people, let's make a change. And I bless you with the ability to disentangle yourself from sinners who are enticing you to head in a way that's not good for you, to hurry along your path in life, who are running towards that deep black hole. And I bless you with the ability to say no and to disentangle yourself. Before we go today, friends, I just want to read that poem to you again. And let's meditate it on again. And let's pray together that this week we are not falling into the same old black holes, but walking around them or taking a different path. Listen again. Autobiography in 5 Chapters by Portia Nelson. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk, and I fall in. I am lost. I am hopeless. It isn't my fault, and it takes me forever to find a way out. Notice that lack of taking responsibility for our part. Chapter 2, I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. There's that denial, my friends. I fall in again, and I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. And it still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it's there. I still fall in. It's become a habit. My eyes are open and I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There is a deep hole in the sidewalk, and I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. And so, my friends, for you today, this is what I want to pray. As you go forth into your life this week, may you walk down another street. May you walk down the paths of righteousness. May you walk hand in hand with the Spirit of wisdom. May you walk down another street, my friend. I pray for you this week that you would soak up the words of Proverbs in the written word of God, and that those would be a map for you, a map for you to walk down a new street.